All right, let's get started. Hello, my name is Jeff DeRoche from BMC Software. We've got Darius Wallace in the back as well as Rick Nelson. Today we're going to talk to you about our integration with Office 365 data loss prevention and Remedy 9.1. So just to get started, who's here is familiar with data loss prevention in Office 365? So one and then who's heard of Remedy BMC Software, Remedy ITSM? So we got some newbies and some people who are familiar with it. Great. So I'll just start off with a quick overview of what data loss prevention is in Office 365, and then as well as what how it ties into the Remedy product and the integration that we've built. So Office 365 data loss prevention is the capabilities help you secure your sensitive data within an organization through Exchange and SharePoint. So it allows you to define policies and rules in your organization that so you can flag sensitive data that you define, such as bank cards, credit cards information, things like that. And so if a violation occurs, then an email sent out in Office 365 to the appropriate person. So data compliance for Remedy 9.1, what we did was we took it one step further. And so instead of just getting an email, you can turn your data breaches into incidents into ITSM. And so which allows you to assign the appropriate information or incidents routing to the appropriate groups, the compliance groups to help resolve incidents faster. You can create SLAs and report on the metrics of your data breaches. As well, there's reporting and metrics to track your trends within your organization. So we'll just go through a quick use case of the flow of an incident, or a DLP event to an incident. So first off, you have to trigger a DLP event in Office 365. So this can be done by sending an email with some sensitive information that's such as a social insurance number, or credit card, or anything you've defined in your DLP policy. Or you can share a document with that same information in SharePoint. So once that's done, we see we've got this nice Office 365 cloud here. It turns into an incident on the Remedy side. So we've got our data loss incident. We can see some information about it, who triggered it, or who sent it, as well as some other information about it, where it came from and what company. So if we drill into this a little bit, we see we've got more information about the event. So we've got, the rules and policies that I've defined in Office 365. So we've got the severity of the event, some actions that have taken place, whether or not it was a false positive. So some information about the rules that really caused the incident to occur. As well, if we have the appropriate information, we can actually see the sensitive data that triggered the information. And we have context into the document where the information was. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the design and an overview and how we've used the APIs in our product, and so we'll go through that. So a typical DLP event flow is the event gets triggered in Exchange or SharePoint and gets sent to the Office 365 audit logs, where from there we have the ability to once it's in the audit logs, the event the document or email gets indexed, and then from there, the DLP event is triggered and found, and then available in the Office 365 REST API. And so, from our solution, the cloud or on-prem solution, you have the ability to we just go and grab the event from the REST API, and that's how the communication is done. So with using the event APIs, there were three main things that we did. First of all, we had you have to configure the policies and events and rules to trigger the events in your system. And then you configure the Azure application to talk through the APIs. And then from the Remedy side, you need to subscribe to the event feed and then receive the events. So I'll go into a little bit of more detail. to what we did. So first off, creating the DLP policy. So this is done in Office 365. So as the Azure Tenant Administrator, you can come in here, you can create a policy or and rules that define what information gets flagged on the event. So, you know, here we can say if it, credit card information is being sent out of the organization, you know, create an event to flag it. Or if there's social security numbers that are being sent outside, you know, flag that. And so once the event is flagged, typically in Office 365, an email is sent out. If you take it one step further with Remedy, we can start configuring it in the Remedy ITSM product. So when you're creating, when we're integrating with the Office 365 product from our application on the right here, we need to create an Azure application, and that just represents a proxy which allows permissions to be able to talk to the Office 365 API. So you need the Azure application basically guides the permission level to allow you to talk to the API, so it's not just open for anybody. So what we had to do on our side was use that application, use those values, and basically from our application, you know, it provides a couple values, the client ID, the password, some other information, and as well, which builds the tenant authorization URL. So what that does is, to be able to talk to the Office 365 APIs, the tenant administrator needs to approve the request for the application to talk to the APIs. So this is a one-time handshake that's done when you're configuring the integration between the two products. And once that's done, you're free to start configuring what data you want to subscribe to, and on the Remedy side, you know, where the incidents get routed to and things of that nature. So once we start moving into the managing of subscription types, you see here, we use these a few of the Office, the management APIs, as well our UI. We've got, you know, what do you want to subscribe to, Exchange or SharePoint type data, as well as, you know, showing some actives, and then as well we have, do you want to include the sensitive data? So for some companies, sensitive data is a big issue, so we allow them not to push the sensitive data over to our side, so we don't store it. In the Remedy ITSM application, you need a special permission to actually view the sensitive information. So we take the sensitive information very seriously. One of the other items that we'll get into a bit more later, but that we had to add, was the get sensitive data type name. So when you get an event from the Office 365 API, it'll give you, you know, what type of sensitive data was flagged. Typically, it just returns a GUID, so we had to create our own catalog to store the names of that, so just to make it more user-friendly. So that was one of the things in working with Microsoft that we identified, and they were gracious enough to put in this API for us to help manage different names. So if they add a new API, new sensitive data names to their catalog, we can easily just get the updated names. So what's in a DLP event? So now we've configured it, we've subscribed to events, we start getting the DLP events. So there's three main event types. There's the DLP match, which is basically I've got a brand new DLP event. And so in it, I've got my, you know, where it came from, a bit, some metadata about the email in this case, or if it was a SharePoint document, it would be the document information. As well, then now I've got, you know, rule names, and the policies. So I've got, you know, the passport policy, some actions that Microsoft Office 365 has taken, and as well where the sensitive information was. So if we look at the actions, we can see we've got block access, notify user, and the generate incident report. So on the Remedy side, those are just for auditing purposes only, but on the Office 365 side, actions were actually taken. So the document was flagged and blocked, so it couldn't be shared anymore. The user of the violet who triggered the event was notified, and as well an incident report was generated on the Office 365 side. So we have this information in Remedy now that we can start reporting on it and getting and gathering. So some of the other DLP type events are that we've got. So we've got the, in this case, we've got the match, which is a new one. As well, we've got another update event, which is the if the use case of if a customer flagged it as a false positive. So say, you know, this rule flagged, but it really wasn't a passport number. The end user can flag it as a false positive, and then these actions here would be removed from the document if they are allowed. So we report on that as well. So some of our experiences with working with the API. So setting up the environment. So some of our users and administrators were not really familiar with the Azure concepts of having an application talk the Azure application, building that out to talk to the API. So our administrators, our application administrators, had to talk to the Office 365 administrators. So that was kind of one of the hurdles that we had that we're working with our customers with, as well. The DLP.all feed. So currently there's three types of audit log feeds with the management API. So there's the SharePoint data, the Exchange data, and then the new feed, the DLP data. So as we started working with the API, with the SharePoint and Exchange logs, we realized that only a small percentage of the events that were being put in the logs were actually DLP events. So we worked with Microsoft, and they were able to build an event log just for DLP events. So this really boosted our performance, so we didn't have to parse through audit logs and only find a small subset of the DLP events. So this was great. As well, the sensitive data type names, like I mentioned earlier. So right now they're returned as GUIDs as part of the, if we go back here, we can see that, it's returned as the sensitive data type is returned as a GUID. So from our side, we have to go in and give it the friendly names. But what this does allow for us is that we can localize it, because the API that the sensitive friendly names does provide localized values. So we can get information for all the languages, so it's not hard-coded into the English language. Some of the other options with the API that we haven't used or have used is polling versus notification events. So right now, to support our hybrid and on-premise solutions, we use polling. So we are actually polling the API for events. But another option is to subscribe to events and listen to when DLP events get submitted into the user. So that would be more in line with the SaaS approach. So kind of wrapping that all up, we've got our innovation suite at IDE. So from our side, what this does allow is it allows us to do is build new applications using Java, JavaScript, and Angular and REST API. So that's a bit of a plug for our newly released platform. So here, we have a very easy IDE business process editor where we can create events. And we can leverage. We have a platform ecosystem, as well as a connector framework that we're coming out with to boost and build robust integrations. So that's all we have. Darius, myself, and Rick are here to take questions offline as well. So thank you all for listening. And if you want to contact me or Darius, there's our email addresses as well. If you're interested in looking at BMC's innovation suite, we've got the developers.bmc.com. Thank you very much.